This goes to J-A-G-A-N-N, like November, A-T-H-A-N, like November, Neurosurgery. Fax is 989-391-4170. Regarding Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, middle initial M, like Mark Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y. Date of birth is April 21st of 1949. Dear sirs, this is a preoperative nephrology clearance letter for Mr. Bailey, who was last seen April 11th of 2022 per teleconference. He is seen for stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, without progression and without symptoms, also hypertension, a history of low potassium, but current levels have been normal, on potassium replacement and potassium-sparing diuretics. He has chronic back pain for which he is planning to have surgery, and he's been on Celebrex for pain. He does understand the risk of using Celebrex for his kidney function. And potassium issues, also congestive heart failure. And so hopefully he will be able to wean himself off the Celebrex quickly. His labs have been stable. Most recent labs were done April 7th of 2022. His creatinine was 1.4 with estimated GFR of 50. Electrolytes were normal with the potassium level of 3.7. Sodium was 140, carbon dioxide was 26, phosphorus 2.5, albumin 4.4, calcium was 9.9, phosphorus 2.5. His hemoglobin 14.3, white count slightly elevated at 10.8, normal platelet levels. The patient's current medications are potassium chloride 20 mL equivalent daily, Lipitor 40 mg daily, Quinapril 10 mg daily, Singulair 10 mg daily, Mucinex 1 twice a day as needed, Aspirin 325 mg daily, Probiotic 1 daily, Diazide 75/51 daily, Multivitamin 1 daily, Nasacort nasal spray once daily, Tylenol 500 mg 1 to 2 daily as needed for pain, Celebrex 200 mg twice a day, and Zyrtec 10 mg once daily. Physical exam on April 11th, 2022. Blood pressure was 132 over 74. He was alert and oriented, no distress, no facial asymmetry. His weight was 245 pounds, which was stable. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression, no symptoms, hypertension, currently well controlled, history of low potassium, currently controlled with the diazide and potassium supplementation, chronic back pain on Celebrex. Hopefully after back surgery, he will not require non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. And the patient should receive anesthesia calculated according to his estimated GFR. We recommend minimal use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And the patient otherwise is cleared for proposed back surgery. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.